if it's haunted.
It's not.
If it's ghosts, I would go see this in a heartbeat.
It says, they don't say what the current plot is, but at one point it said the plot revolved around a series of shark attacks that led the Baywatch team to investigate drug smuggling operations. If it is paranormal, I would be so happy.
I would love it if it's paranormal.
I don't think that's what it's going to be about. They're saying it's
my haunted Speedo.
It's going to be... Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
I love Fleet Week. For some bizarre reason, well, it's not a bizarre reason, I always end up in like Chelsea or Hell's Kitchen on Fleet Week. I always feel like a friend of mine is in town, and we just are at gay bars, and, you know, who's more welcome at a gay bar than a good-looking dude in uniform?
And a white, pressed, starched.
And everyone's like, yeah, woo, thank you for your service. Hey, come here, get a drink, woo. Even me, and I'm a pacifist, and I'm not patriotic, but I do support people having a week off and coming into the city to enjoy the city. It's awesome. I imagine a lot of these, I mean, most of the guys that we've encountered during Fleet Week, they're not from New York. Mm-mm. This is fun for them. They're from, like, Kansas or, you know, the West Coast.
Yeah, they've never been.
They haven't been here.
They're like, we're going to get some action. Yep. We're going to get some strange.
And I've seen some of the guys, because, you know, we're older now, and a lot of the guys in the service are quite young.
Oh, God.
And you'll see these young guys, you know, like piling around. It's like 2:00 in the afternoon. They've had a few drinks. Yeah. And they're just like, you know, and everyone's smiling. Everyone's like treating them nicely. Because, you know, they're, aside from being in the service, they are clearly tourists.
Yes.
They're 100% tourists. There's places where you would probably never see a person in uniform that they randomly just come into the place because it's New York.
Yeah. And they're all over. And I remember when I first moved here, I was like, oh, wow, look at all these servicemen.
Yeah.
But now I'm
in
like,
uniform.
Oh, look at these little baby faces.
Yes.
I'm just like, they're so young.
They're young. And it's weird. I feel the same way sometimes when I see police. Mm-hmm. Male and female.
Yes.
That they're, you know, you could be 25 years old. That's quite a lot younger than I am.
Yeah.
And they look extremely young.
They look young, and then they look at you, and they're like, ma'am?
Yes.
And,
and you're like oh, man, boy. A cop called me ma'am?
Guess what?
All right, so we're talking about Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend comes every year.
Yep, and is for a lot of people, not only is it a time to remember people who are in the armed services, but it's also the official kickoff of the summer. And I was discussing this with some friends the other night. When we were kids, school was out by Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, right.
We had three months off. School is not out anymore. It is a break towards the end of the school year, at least in New York. I think in New Jersey as well. I feel like the schools around Memorial Day weekend, they either start testing before that or right after that. So it's not really a fun kickoff time for kids anymore. It's, you know.
No, it's not. Because I think it was by June you wanted to be out because
it was so hot.
And they didn't have air conditioning.
It's now even hotter. Most of the schools do have air conditioning, but it is really, really hard for children, I think, in the Northeast, where we don't have beautiful weather all year round, to sit in those classrooms and looking out the window at, like, birds and trees and, like, fun stuff.
Yeah.
And they're doing, like, a bubble test.
Yeah.
So, Memorial Day weekend for me, I always just remember it as, well, school's out.
Yeah.
Cookouts. People would go to the beach, not us, because on the Eastern Shore where I'm from, there are a lot of beaches that you can go to. You do not want to go to, like, Rehoboth Beach or Ocean City because everybody from New Jersey and Virginia and Maryland and D.C. are there.
Right.
And they're all going there on the one highway, and it is a traffic nightmare.
Yes.
So when you were growing up, where did you guys usually go for Memorial Day? Did you go to the shore?
Ha. Really? Oh, Jaquetta.
What?
We
didn't go anywhere. We went to the yard to cook out.
I would say other people did this.
Okay.
But we did not do
it. I meant the collective you, as you speak for
As I speak for, New well, Jersey. As I played in the yard, we had some kind of hot dog.
Okay. some type
situation
of prank.
And maybe begged to go see the fireworks.
Okay.
Whatever. Everybody else went down the shore. In Jersey, you go down the shore.
Okay.
You don't go to the shore. You don't go to the beach. You go down the shore.
Down the shore.
Yes, and people would go and have a lovely time and stay on the beach or
fireworks, and that kind of stuff.
Fireworks and boardwalk and swimming and sandcastles and.
Did you ever go to any of the parades for Memorial Day?
Yes. Okay. Sometimes if we were good, or maybe we were good and we still were bad. And
yes,
we weren't allowed.
They're
to
like
go.
You're going anyway.
You're not going.
Oh, you're
even
not
though
going.
You were angels all day. You're going nowhere.
There's too many of you. We're not going anywhere. Yeah. I don't remember going to
but
the
parades. It was the small town parades, and it was just, I think it was in Ridgewood had the big parade, and so we would go to that. And it was a treat to get a parking spot and then open up the tailgate on the station wagon and sit on the tailgate.
Wow.
And
you still, oh wait, so you weren't tailgating, you were just sitting on the tailgate.
You were actually just sitting on the tailgate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hanging out, watching the
and that
parade.
that was crazy fun. That was
I bet
we're sitting on the tailgate.
That kind of stuff when you're a kid. For me, I think the equivalent would have been sitting in the back of the pickup truck.
Yes,
somewhere watching the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we saw some local parades, but my town is quite small, so it wouldn't have made much of an impression on me. But I generally don't like large parades, and I am not into military parades, and I never liked the air shows. Those always creep me out. And then when we were kids, a couple times there were tragedies. I don't know if
mm-hmm.
you remember.
Yes.
And I think they still have them in different parts of the country, but I don't know. The kind of, if it can be dangerous, I feel like, fuck it.
Yeah, don't.
It's a waste of time and a waste of, of lives mm-hmm. to, like, see something that was potentially dangerous. Awesome. But dangerous.
Yes. So. Yeah. I never got the air shows. I was like, mm-hmm. that's a waste of fuel.
It's loud.
And
aren't these guys, aren't they busy?
Yeah. And shouldn't we be doing something else?
Yes.
Shouldn't there be just like somebody dancing?
Like, aren't these guys not for our amusement? Aren't they here for protection or whatever?
Yeah. Why don't they just have a band?
Yeah. Just strike. Yeah, because the military does have really good bands.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you have on Memorial Day?
Well, there's 8 things you might not know about.
Okay.
Just or you
8?
May not know.
I don't know very much at all. I know it's supposed to be a celebration commemorating people who have served in all the wars.
Right.
Is that right?
So people think that this is just a U.S. holiday, but honoring those who have fallen in battle dates back thousands of years. The ancient Greeks and Romans held annual days of remembrance for loved ones, including soldiers each year.
Mm-hmm.
And they festooned their graves with flowers.
I love that word, festoon. We don't do that enough.
Yes. Oh, nobody festoons anything.
I'm going to festoon my hair. I think that'll be the way to go.
And they held public festivals and feasts in their honor.
Mm-hmm. The feasts is what I feel like we're missing.
Yeah.
So our governments, I mean, local, national, state, whatever, city, will put on a parade. Where to feast at?
Yeah.
Where's the giant cheese?
Yeah, we want a giant
Where's
cheese.
Where's the beer?
We want some kind of, I want an animal on a spit.
Okay.
I know you don't.
I mean, I don't mind if you have that, though.
Yeah.
But how would that work?
Like
and
big,
how many would there be? This
like
would be
a pig roast?
Thousands of animals on spits,
I know.
Right?
There's going to be, I don't know, some kind of pig, some kind
For
of...
For some reason, I immediately thought burritos. Because that's easy to handle. I feel like that's pretty
that's
American.
That's a great thing. Yeah,
you can have whatever you want
there's
in your burrito.
The gyros.
Yeah, stuff like that. Some kind of a sandwich, a wrap of some kind.
Right. I think it's funny that people have just corn on the cob out there.
This is something that... I mean, I grew up in the cornfields, literally, and we used to have corn all the time. But, yeah, I think it's weird, too.
Because it's kind of, it gets stuck in your teeth.
It gets stuck in your teeth. It's hard to handle. There's really, like, at least when I've seen corn in the cob in Mexico, they have the wherewithal to put it on a stick.
Yeah.
And they give it to you with something that, like, a little, I want to say a boat. It's not a boat. Like, a little dish.
A little dish
to enjoy it. Here's just like, here's some slippery old corn. Good luck.
I try to get a crab cake every so often, and then I'm disappointed. I'm like this.
Well, it's probably not an authentic Maryland crab cake.
They say it is.
Plug.
I do like the kettle corn. Anyway, but I digress with
that. Yeah, the feast
okay,
aspect
so,
of it.
One of the first known public tributes to war dead was in 431 BC with Athenian general and statesman Pericles delivering a funeral oration.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, and it was a speech that some have compared in tone to Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address.
Really?
And I'm like, how does anyone know that? How does anyone know
who was saying that? When Lincoln started to speak, I was like, damn it, if this just ain't like Pericles, he was saying.
The tone is exact.
I feel like I'm in the ancient era right now. What's with that hat and the beard, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so Pericles kicked it off.
Yeah.
He kept it real.
Okay, and then another fact was one of the earliest commemorations was organized by recently freed slaves.
Okay. You know, probably shut that down. It lasted 10 minutes.
When the Civil War neared its end, thousands of Union soldiers held as prisoners of war were herded into a series of hastily assembled camps in Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Conditions at one camp, a former racetrack near the city's citadel, were so bad that more than 250 prisoners died from disease and exposure.
Mm, sounds like Katrina.
Yeah, and were buried in mass graves.
Nice.
Behind the tracks, grandstand, of course. By the way. Yeah. That's where they go.
Mm-hmm. So as not to bother anyone.
So then 3 weeks after the Confederate surrender, an unusual procession entered the former camp. More than 1,000 freed slaves, accompanied by regiments and a handful of white Charlestonians, gathered
in the camp. Some really decent, very few but decent white people were like, you know what, I might die today.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
I'm going to
celebrate freedom.
Yes, gathered in the camp to consecrate a new proper burial site for the Union dead.
Oh, that was nice.
They sang hymns, gave readings, and distributed flowers.
Wow. That's the kind of outpouring that I don't think I would expect to happen nowadays. No. But that's pretty cool.
No. Let's see what else. Let's see. Of course, there was a women's march.
Of course.
What else is new? Yes, women's groups across much of the South were gathering informally to decorate the graves of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Confederate dead and the Union dead.
Mm. Yeah, yes.
Because mothers will do that. They're like, there's one thing.
Well, mothers don't want, I'm not saying fathers do, but it seems like mothers have a stronger aversion to losing their children.
Mm-hmm. That's something,
like,
it kind of, there's no boundaries, there's no divide. Any mother understands losing a child in war. Yeah. They go, what is this for?
Yeah, we lost our kids, now what?
Yeah. So Memorial Day didn't become a federal holiday till 1971.
Wow, our government is always loath to give people time off. I would say we don't have enough time off. I may not agree with every single holiday, but I'll take them, and I'd like more of them.
Well, this holiday was actually called Decoration Day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, for many years it was called Decoration Day. For the first year, more than 27 states held some sort of ceremony, and more than 5,000 people attended. Decoration Day was basically about people who died in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Versus, still going on about that.
Yes. Versus Memorial Day was like, let's talk about
all holidays.
Yeah.
All wars.
Soldiers okay. in all wars. So it was anybody, any military.
Decoration Day was still talking about the Civil War this time.
Oh, for God's sake, yeah.
I mean, really, I was just reading the other day that it was two. I think it's like Alabama and Mississippi still celebrate like Confederate Soldiers Day or something like this. They have a monument. They're not getting over it. But everyone else should get over everything else, by the way. I should get over slavery.
Right, get over
it. You should get over whatever happened to you.
Yeah.
But no, not this. They will not let it go. And they lost. That's the weirdest thing. I would shut the hell up about it.
You lost? Everything is...
And what you were fighting for was foul.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
You're fighting for personal gain on
the
backs of
other
human beings.
It's a heritage. Whatever. Good luck. That's only two states still do it.
You know what? Just have the mint juleps. That's nice.
Yes. Take down the statue that says white supremacy.
Yeah.
And move on. You lost. We're free.
Speak in your accent. That's fine.
Fine. And you know what?
Or your drawl, rather.
We're not going to come down and disturb you wherever you are. It's not going to happen.
Right. So, Decoration Day, just for the Civil War memorial for everybody. And it was, like, right after the Vietnam War, so it was, like, that's when everybody was kind of, like...
Yeah. See, that was... In my family, most of the people who I had contact with served in the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't something a lot of them really wanted to remember.
Mm-mm.
It was very traumatic for a lot of the men in my family. They didn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
They still don't really talk about it. And so that's why I think when I was growing up, the Memorial Day was kind of, like, we'll just have cookouts.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it was too soon for a lot of people. to be thinking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That wasn't exactly one of our more glorious wars, put it that way.
The Memorial Day traditions have evolved over the years.
Sales.
Yeah.
We have sales. I was trying to find out why it is that we have sales on things like Memorial Day and Martin Luther King Day and stuff like this. And I couldn't find any real explanation behind it, other than maybe the fact that people are off.
That's it. That's it. People are off, and to capitalize on people being able to...
Being off and having time to spend money. Although when we were kids, everything was closed. So,
right.
I don't know.
You know, it's just the thing. It's just like the thing that happened with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Everything's supposed to be closed, but then people are like, what if it was open?
What if everything was open? What if people came in and shopped?
What happened?
What would happen?
Some people don't like seeing their families. They'll be happy to work.
Yeah.
But anyway, but
that's probably true, though. Yeah. I know a lot of people when I was growing up, they're like, no, I'll work Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Sure.
Can I work Christmas?
Double time.
Double time.
On Memorial Day, the American flag should be hung at half staff until noon.
I didn't know
until noon, and then raised to the top of the staff.
Okay. Well, what time do you put that thing out?
And then
early in the morning.
Yeah, you put it out early. You don't leave a flag out overnight.
Really? Can you tell America that? Because all I see at night are flags.
Yeah, flags should come down, and you need to fold it a certain way.
I'm not patriotic, but I saw a flag the other day hanging somewhere, and it was somewhere official. It was tattered.
Yeah.
I'm like, take this down.
It's grand old brag.
Yes, just, or don't do it at all, right?
And since the year 2000, the U.S. Congress passed legislation. All Americans are encouraged to pause for a national moment of remembrance at 3 p.m. local time.
Nobody
knows about this.
Yeah. It's interesting. Memorial Day is one of those holidays when people are just, there are people who are super patriotic about it, and then there are people who are just neutral.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, thank you for your service. Yes. And now back to my hot dog.
Yeah, some people do not believe in being that people should be told to go kill other people.
Yes. I'm a pacifist. I find it interesting on Memorial Day that how easy it is to celebrate Memorial Day without having any idea what it's about or doing anything that has to do anything with the holiday. Like I said, when I was going, it was mostly cookouts.
Yeah, it was a cookout. It was the start of the summer.
Yeah.
And it was like, why are the soldiers? What's going on?
And also, I remember, because of where I'm from in rural Maryland, that the celebrations when I was a kid, they may be different now, were not integrated.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So how can you be happy about that?
Yeah.
Right? How could you be excited about people who went overseas to fight for freedoms that they could barely exercise when they got home? So it wasn't... you know, they would have, if you went to the marches, it was mostly white people. Maybe now it's changed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that was the reality of the situation. So speaking of sales on Memorial Day, I found a little research on this. I couldn't figure out why we shop, other than the fact that it's America. But here's what to buy and what not to buy on Memorial Day sales.
Okay.
I always think Memorial Day sales is a good time to buy linens.
Okay.
White sales, right? I don't know. Maybe that's just me. It says, not all deals are created equal on Memorial Day sales. Specials are already starting. Some items are just out there to tempt you, but you're not getting a real deal. So these are things you do not buy.
Do not buy this.
Do not buy. And I think I have made this mistake and done this. Do not buy patio furniture. I have actually bought patio furniture only once in my life, and it was on the Memorial Day sale.
And what happened? What went awry?
It said there will be some tempting deals, and there were at Walmart. The downside is you'll have to muddle through another summer with the older chair or table. Because the retailers know the impulse buy is strong and they don't need to offer deep discounts. I think what I got was like last year's patio furniture.
Yeah.
And it was fine. It was fine. Unfortunately, I had my cousin who had a truck pack it up for me, and he was not as conscientious as he could have been. And one of the chair pads flew off in the highway.
Oh no.
So I hope someone enjoyed that single chair pad. So now I have a set of patio furniture minus one chair pad.
Oh, bummer.
And not a big deal, except that I'm kind of OCD about stuff like that. So I was like, we have to get rid of all the chair pads.
Yeah,
like,
I would do the same thing. Or I would have gone to the store and stuck a pad under my shirt.
We tried to go back, and not only was there nothing there, but I probably couldn't have fit it under my shirt anyway. Yeah. I tried. It says lawnmowers. Do not buy.
Why wouldn't I have bought it?
You would have stolen it because my cousin improperly packed it. Yeah. Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And then when they asked you, I'd been like, well, my cousin let it fly off the back of his truck.
So we're taking it.
So we're taking it. You understand? Is that all right?
What?
So don't buy lawnmowers.
A lawnmower?
I'll try not to do that. Do not buy a bathing suit or summer clothes. They're saying wait until the end of June when summer clothes are already like 50% off. And I am one of those people who I shop off season.
Yes, I
and
love,
it works.
I love shopping off season.
And who buys at the very beginning of the season something?
No.
You're going to be paying full price. We don't do retail here at Hi-Key, people.
No, we do. This is now cashmere season, everybody.
Yes.
You go get your discount cashmere.
Yes. When it comes to cashmere, I'm like smug. I just want to lay on cashmere. Mm-hmm. I want cashmere everything. Cashmere socks.
Yep. Go get it now because this is when
it's cheap.
I have a collection of cashmere sweaters.
I love
all like 75% off.
Yes. They're just waiting.
And I don't care.
In their wings. Cashmere doesn't go bad.
Wearing one now.
I had cashmere sweatpants at one point. I just didn't care anymore.
Yeah.
I just didn't care. It says, don't buy tools. Wait for Father's Day to do that when the tools are on sale. Here's the things that you should buy.
Really? Father's Day?
Father's Day, all the tools go on sale.
All right.
Mattresses. I've bought a mattress, I think, twice in my life. Mattresses are on sale. You can buy those on Memorial Day weekend.
You can.
I hate mattress shopping. A couple times I've done it. It's like a used car salesman. Mm. Moonlighting.
Yeah.
In the mattress store.
And they look at you weird when you lay on them.
Yeah.
And you don't want to lay on them either.
You don't want to lay because everyone else has laid on them already. But I also feel like I'm getting ripped off somehow. It says also buy appliances, spring clothing, and sporting goods.
Mm.
That's a good time. These are sporting goods. Rare that I ever buy sporting goods. Someone just gave me a bike.
I haven't had a bike yet.
It was an old delivery bike from a friend of mine works at a cheesemonger's.
Oh.
And I guess one of the delivery people was giving up the bike. And
I love mongers. Any kind of monger is great for me.
So she gave me the bike, and I'm really, really excited. And I was going to take it for a spin, and then I realized that the brakes weren't that great. And I'm like, oh, hold on here. I got to take it to bike repair.
How much do they like you?
Yes. Well, she said it needed some repair.
Okay.
But, like, you know, I'm old. I was just going to hop on it, and I was like, hold on.
Yeah, this is not.
Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, what do you have?
Tales from Dare.
Okay, so Tales from Dare Campfire is my favorite segment, where we find tales on the internet of the paranormal, the supernatural, fake lore, folklore,
ghost stories,
all that.
Scary stuff.
And we retell them here around the digital campfire.
So gather around, listeners.
And amazingly, Katie has come up with just something on theme.
Yes, this is called The Soldier.
Okay.
And it is
simple title.
Written by somebody from Georgia. And if you've ever been to the Atlanta airport, they have a special welcome for all the soldiers. So,
really?
Because Atlanta's a big hub.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in the South are soldiers.
In
the military. And they have a nice welcome.
There's no other jobs.
Yeah. This is true. There's not much in the way of jobs out there. And, you know, the South is basically being fed into the war machine.
Yep.
Which I have strong feelings about.
I do as well.
Anyway, we thank all our soldiers,
of course. We
do. Okay, so here we are. We live on a base in Fort Gordon, Georgia. My husband's in the Army. We moved in December 06. We are about to have our second child, a boy this time. Well, to the story.
Well, that's it. That was just like a little bit about me. All right.
I had our son, and my husband had to meet me in the hospital. Our son had to get his shots, and after that, my husband had to go back to work.
They give shots right away? I know nothing about babies.
I didn't know that either.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they came equipped.
I know. I thought the immunity
from the mother.
Yeah.
No, they don't do that anymore?
I guess not. Okay. I don't know. I don't have a baby.
Anyone has a baby out there, let us know. We don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
We've seen babies.
They're cute. I got back home with my son and daughter, who was 3 at the time. I was unlocking the door, and my daughter was looking through the glass window that's beside the door and asked me, who is that man? I said, what man, sweetie? And looked for myself, thinking someone broke in. I said,
she's so casual. This woman's got nerves of steel.
Oh, no kidding. Let me just check it out.
Click, click.
I said, I don't see anyone, baby. And she said, he's right there. I thought Daddy went back to work. I said he did. Look, his car here, and she saw it. Look, his car isn't here, and she saw it wasn't.
Okay. Gonna rationalize with the kid. I know what I saw, lady.
Yeah. So she's saying, the kid said again, listen, there's somebody in there.
I'm not playing with you.
We went inside, and my daughter said, well, he's gone now. I asked what he looked like, and she said he had on a uniform like Daddy wears. Right then, I knew we had a ghost or a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I brushed it off, and my daughter...
But you live on a military base.
Yeah.
You didn't think it was just another soldier
breaking in?
Yeah. A wrong house?
Yeah.
I have friends who grew up on military bases. The impression I got from them was that a lot of the houses look quite the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Oh, yeah. You got the wrong house.
Yeah.
I brushed it off, and my daughter started playing with her Dora game on the computer that's in our living room. And I started ironing my husband's uniforms. I was on the second one when I felt this really cold chill. And about the same time, my daughter turns from her game and says, Mommy, who's that man?
Wow. Can't the military get no iron uniforms for these people? Come on. I know. Don't they have other things to worry about?
I know.
Besides ironing?
They should have the laundry where everything is cleaned and pressed. And they can just pick it up, and that's it.
Use some of the money for that.
Yeah. I was scared to turn around, but when I did, I didn't see anything or anybody. I asked her where, and she said she told me he's gone again, mm-hmm. and turned around and went back to her game. She's a girl,
well,
so
I know.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Later, like, I took my daughter outside to ask her if the man scared her when she sees him, and she says no.
It's her real father. Stop lying, Elaine.
I asked if he says anything to her, and she said no. When my husband got home that night, and after the kids went to bed, I told him what our daughter saw. My husband doesn't like hearing about ghosts and stuff, but that will have to be another story.
Okay. He does. I want to hear that story.
I want to know why. We got into a huge fight, and I went to bed. My husband stayed up and watched some TV.
That dude showed up, huh?
Yeah. The next day, my husband came home from lunch and told me he was sorry and told me he was making his way to go to bed the night before the bathroom door opened and something black was standing there.
What?
Yes.
Is that why he doesn't like to talk about ghosts? Because he's seeing stuff?
He's seeing something.
And the wife and the child story is like kind of corroborating that there may be something out there.
Yeah. It didn't say anything, but he really got a strong feeling that the spirit didn't like him fighting with me.
Yeah. See?
I thought it was funny in a way because I know how ghosts can feed off negative energy.
I wonder if that ghost was like, girl, you need to be stopped doing that ironing.
Yeah.
Do something for yourself.
Right. So this ghost is walking around like, okay, the kid's playing. She's ironing. All right. This guy's yelling at her after she did the ironing.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand here in the doorway. A silhouette.
And just loom because that's all I can do. That's the most I can do as a ghost right now. Just be.
I know the ghost can feed off negative energy, but I had a feeling whatever was there didn't want my husband fighting with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, who does?
My daughter hasn't said if she's seen the soldier anymore, but I know he's still here because if my husband fights with me, I can tell something freaks him out.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It's the enforcer.
He needs to get around.
I'm sure if someone else's husbands are trying to fight with him, this guy could step in.
All right. One of my husband's friends came down to visit us. He decided to bring a girl to have some fun with while we're all upstairs trying to get some sleep.
To have some fun with?
Yeah. So the friend's coming to stay and he also brings home
his chick. Fool around with.
Yeah.
In your house.
Yes. I asked my husband to go downstairs and tell them to keep the noise down.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are they, teens?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they're acting like, you know, were they necking?
I was angry because he was disrespecting our home.
Yeah.
Before my husband got to our bedroom door to go downstairs, we heard a loud breaking noise. So we ran downstairs and saw that all of my makeup all over the floor and away at the bottom of the stairs, which is weird how it got that far. We saw the look on my husband's friend and his lady friend were on the couch, and they looked like they were scared out of their minds.
Mm-hmm.
My husband starts asking them what happened, and at first, it was like they couldn't speak. My husband walked up to his friend and kind of shook him and said, dude, we don't do that. Dude, we didn't do that. We haven't moved from the couch.
Okay.
Long story short, they were too scared to stay, and my husband walked them outside.
I'm giving props for this ghost.
Yeah, well, I picked up my makeup.
And she was like, thank you.
Yeah. When my husband walked back, he had the biggest smirk on his face. I asked him, what's with the smile? My husband says, I guess they made our ghost mad because my boy just told me we have a ghost. But I told him we knew, as he has only let us know that we're here when we fight. And now he doesn't like anyone disrespecting our home.
Wow, this is interesting.
Isn't that great?
I wonder if there's any kind of history of ghosts on military bases. Mm-hmm. And things like this, not because it's a military base, so I'm assuming there haven't been a lot of deaths there because mm-hmm. it's training. But Who knows? Maybe it was on the grounds of something else. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe something did happen to a soldier there at one point.
That did live there, now he's gone, but he comes back and makes sure everything is okay.
Or maybe there was an accident and this guy, you know, this guy's still hanging around. Who knows?
Yeah. Nothing has happened since that night, but everyone knows not to act stupid in our home.
I like it. Not to act stupid. Don't act up in here. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So I found something here that relates to the troops. But it's also some science news. So, and I was thinking about Memorial Day, and I was like, okay, let me do a little research on memory.
Okay.
And I happened to find this. It says, how good is your memory? It varies from person to person. My memory is, I find that I remember a lot of things that are not necessarily that useful, like a lot of trivia.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a really, really hard time memorizing things that are, like, for a class.
Right.
You know, if I'm taking, not languages, anything, mm-hmm. I'm taking the class, and I have to remember, like, for statistics, like, two different definitions, I'm like, eh, I don't care, mm-hmm. and then I can't keep them in my brain. It says, the sharpness of your memory can vary from day to day. Those who have had a stroke or traumatic brain injuries, which is TBI, face memory impairments. And this is relevant to the troops, because they're saying 270,000 veterans and active military personnel are living with this kind of traumatic brain injury that hampers not only other aspects of your life, but also your memory.
Mm-hmm.
So scientists from the University of Pennsylvania just published a study about a treatment that is supposed to help people retain or improve their memory. So it's kind of creepy. Basically, what they do is they have tiny electrical impulses that are delivered to certain parts of the brain, directly to the brain. So it looks like they put like some kind of sensors on your head,
mm-hmm.
and the electrodes go into the head and I think make contact with the brain,
ooh.
Is what it seems like. This isn't the scientific terminology, but basically they poke it to
poke
see
the
what the reaction is.
Oh, just to see.
So they had 150 participants. Each of them had severe epilepsy, and then the electrodes are implanted into their brains,
mm-hmm.
which is, I can't even understand, like, I don't know if they cut a hole in it and they cover it with something. I have no idea. And it allowed them to undergo what is known as a closed-loop cognitive stimulation. The system can monitor the brain and deliver electrical stimulation to specific areas of the brain. So for the first part of the experiment, they asked the volunteers to memorize a list. And then the researchers recorded the brain waves while they did it. So mm-hmm. they asked them to, they literally saw what the brain was doing when they were memorizing.
Wow.
Yeah.
They saw the process of memorization. Okay.
However, that is. And then they used that, what they saw in the process, to create an AI, an artificial intelligence algorithm.
Mm.
And then they studied that. So using that, they were able to predict which participants could recall the items and which could not.
Ooh.
Based on how their brain operated during the time of memorization. So they're watching your thought process and then predicting based on what they saw if you would actually be able to remember the things on the list or not. Then they delivered electrical jolts at different times to see if it would affect the patient's memories.
Wow.
So cause them to remember more or to remember less based on whatever the baseline is for what they memorized.
Hey, You Know It is a free podcast, free of charge, FOC.
Free as a bird, free falling even. Well, it's free for listeners.
We put a lot of hard work into this.
Editing and online hosting is frankly thirsty work. It gets pretty dry in this studio. And you know we love a tasteful white wine. If you like our style, consider buying the gal a drink. We've added a PayPal donation button to heyyouknowit.com so you can show us some love with a one-time or recurring donation to cover a little something from the vine.
For $5, you'll be hooking us up with a happy hour glass of tasteful white wine, a 4-ounce pour. For a 10 spot, we can split a bottle of wine from the bodega across the street. For $15, we can kick it with a jug, because who are we kidding? For $25, you'll be making our dreams come true with a box of tasteful white wine concealed with a Mylar skin. Box of wine.
The scientists discovered that pattern of neurological firings that occurs when someone successfully stores information in the short term.
Okay.
So when they were able to memorize something. And the results varied. So on a good day, they would stimulate them and it would degrade recall. But on a bad day, it improved it. Weird.
That's weird. And what is this? What are the implications? Is this for people now who have dementia or Alzheimer's that they can stimulate certain areas to
So it says
retention.
They're trying to assist the most recent wave of returned veterans who are suffering with these brain injury and have memory loss, short-term memory loss. So I'm guessing this is, I mean, maybe it could be applicable for Alzheimer's as well. I don't know. But I think this is for, like, you know, guys who are coming back and they're doing basic things in their house and then maybe they're forgetting what it is that they want to do. Or maybe they have, like, a list of things that they want to do for that day, but they keep forgetting over and over again. Yeah. And so maybe that's kind of what they're looking for. So it's fascinating. So they said that they found that by stimulating the brain in a certain way with these electrodes, they can make someone who is low functioning in terms of memory, high functioning. Mm. But it seems only to be for a short period of time. So I don't think these are, you know, showing long-term effects. But it's the beginning of, you know, something interesting. And I'll show you the picture. It looks kind of creepy.
Oh, my God.
This guy's got electrodes. It's like E.T. There's electrodes all over the place.
Yeah.
Poking and prodding. The idea of, and I'll have to do a little research on this, but when they say electrodes are hooked up to a brain, that says to me they've cut a hole in someone's head. No?
I don't know.
I can't tell because they have a patch over it.
Yeah.
And then they are
the guy's head is shaved.
The guy's head is shaved. He's got a patch with five electrodes on it. And then someone has a, well, looks like a stick is poking one of the electrodes.
You know what? It looks heavy duty. These guys must have really some serious injuries.
Yeah, well, these guys have severe epilepsy.
Yeah.
Amongst other things. But I don't, that's weird to me. Mm-hmm. It's, in a way, it seems very high tech, but also low tech at the same time, like poking at a brain. Right. I don't know. I don't think we have any idea how the brain works, really.
We don't.
But we're trying to figure it out.
We don't have any idea.
And I hope it's useful. I hope they can find ways how people retain their memory, because that's like a real serious thing. But yeah, a little creepy. Anyway, I got a partial recall, I guess. What do you have?
Well, what are you going to do if you're alone on Memorial Day?
Is this a problem for people?
Yeah, five ways to make the most out of your three-day weekend if you're hanging out somewhere.
Oh, it's a three... Okay, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, it's a three-day weekend.
So it's a three-day weekend, so you know everybody... Nobody knows what to do.
No, get yourself a troop.
Yeah.
Find a troop. Fleet week.
Yeah, holidays are more traditionally spent getting wild and reckless with a few good friends, but sometimes they aren't around.
Sometimes my Memorial Day weekend seriously consists of just spring cleaning a little late. Cleaning up my apartment, hanging out, getting some wine going.
Whatever your case, Memorial Day can be fun, fulfilling, and productive when you're on your own.
That sounds really sad.
You don't
already.
Have to have fall into the
you
trap
have to have
of,
a friend.
Of the requisite barbecue, pool party, or beach bonfire.
Yeah, you don't have to be social.
Yeah. Why not switch it up this year?
No, see what? This is for somebody who this is a problem. This is not switching it up. This is the norm.
Yeah, so how to take advantage of your own solo Memorial Day.
Okay.
All right. Number one, stock up on the edible goods. Food, of course.
You don't have that?
Three-day weekend to yourself? This means food, food, and more food. Eat whatever your heart desires without abandon.
Really?
As you're not condemned...
Without abandon or with abandon?
They said without, but they mean with.
They mean, okay.
Because this is not written well.
That's what I thought. I was just making sure that I understand
this
how
is,
that phrase is used.
Remember, this is about what to do when you're alone.
Yeah. This person hasn't had an editor.
Yeah.
They're alone.
So you're not condemned to judgment or the typical, how much can I eat at this party without looking like a slob?
Is paranoia. That a problem?
It's paranoia.
You've got to learn how to eat like a slob on the sly.
Yeah.
Do as we do. Carry an extra purse.
Oh, yeah.
Fill that up.
Go
to the
shame
corner.
Eat in the bathroom.
Yeah, go shame eat in the bathroom with everyone else.
Yeah. Number two, take a moment to salute our veterans because they're more than just the reason you're not working.
Okay.
That you have the day off.
That you
maybe
have the
not
day
that
off.
You're not working.
Yeah. They're more than just the reason your ass is unemployed.
Yeah, stuffing a long weekend with an excess of alcohol and ridiculousness often means pushing into the true reason we have free time.
I thought we were supposed to eat and get down. What happened?
So while we spent a great amount of time laughing and celebrating, the holiday itself is no laughing matter.
Okay. Oh, God.
Okay. Number three, rent yourself a room and bask in the change of scenery.
Excuse me? What? Rent a room?
Why not treat yourself? Check out the best Memorial Day Airbnb.
Okay, pause. That is one of the most expensive times of the year
to
go anywhere, right?
head out to a small bed and breakfast in the country or jet to the closest city for some bright lights. Whatever really? You choose, you'll be utilizing the time off to recharge your mind solo.
No.
No. Don't do that.
Don't travel. I'll tell you why in a second.
4. Spend the day at the beach. No. Just you, a book and the waves.
It won't be just you. It'll be you and everybody.
Search for an area that's likely to be the least populated body of water.
I don't know, your bathtub?
Yeah.
Like, where is that going to be on Memorial Day? It's beach weekend.
They're saying it's the furthest from any fireworks show or large resort.
Good luck.
But everybody's going
Everyone's doing it. Even my little tiny town is going to put out a sparkler.
Yeah.
By the Chesapeake.
And then 5, volunteer with local veterans organizations.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, feeling extra grateful, you want to put your spare time to good use. Research nonprofits and city resources that directly benefit veterans.
This is the weird thing about, and we've remarked on this on all of our national or patriotic holidays, there's never a push for service. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, in a way that there should be. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like going to a veteran's home, that's nice.
Yeah.
Or in my case, going to the American Legion, getting loaded.
Yeah.
Playing with the one-armed bandits.
Yes, you know? Exactly. Now they say you'll walk out feeling much better than those who have had 12 beers, 4 hot dogs, and an untold amount of barbecued Lay's potato chips.
Well, they just told you to eat like crazy.
I know.
I don't like that. So here's my thing about the Memorial Day weekend where I'm from and where you're from too.
Okay.
You're from New Jersey. The highway, stay off of it.
Yes.
It is the worst place to be. I feel like every 3-day weekend in this country is ruined by the fact that you got to drive everywhere. And the highways are packed. So I have found some statistics about Memorial Day weekend. Every year, there's about 38 million people who travel over the holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's increasing every year by about 500,000 people. They're saying the number of people traveling by car is going to be 2% up. And then 9 out of 10 of all people who are traveling over Memorial Day weekend are doing so on the roads. Mm. So the roads are packed. The traffic, so a lot of people try to leave Thursday.
Right.
But apparently, because everyone has had that bright idea, the traffic is 50 to 100% worse on Thursday than it is on Friday.
Yeah.
Of course, everyone's driving, but people aren't just driving. They're also drinking.
Yeah. Oh.
And there's a huge amount of DUI arrests. Over this weekend.
Many people drink and drive. It's ridiculous still.
Why? Get where you're going and then get loaded. Or stay at home. Yeah. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. I don't know. Yeah. It's so bizarre to me. Especially when everyone is on the road. And when are there are never more police out mm-hmm. during the little spot checks than on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when I lived in the suburbs for a minute, I remember coming home. And there were like 3 stops mm-hmm. and they're like, oh yeah, we recognize you. Keep going. I'm like, really? People are driving Whoa. Drunk at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Like I was just doing my regular commute, but I was like, I can't believe this. They're everywhere. They're also out ticketing people for not having their seatbelts on, which I'm surprised that people still don't wear their seatbelts.
Right.
When we were kids, it was like, it's going to crush my blazer.
Yeah.
And I remember getting into some adults' cars and there weren't seatbelts.
Right.
If they were old enough.
They were old and the seatbelts were tucked way in.
But
the
now
seats.
It's kind of automatic.
Yes.
And I don't know, like, we're probably the last generation of people to remember not wearing a seatbelt. So I don't know who we're talking about.
We used to carpool going to school when, like, there would be so many of us packed into the car mm-hmm. sitting on each other's laps. Yep. There was no seatbelt.
There was no seatbelt. And multiple people in the front seat.
Yep.
I think I can remember, too, sitting on someone's lap. Who was in the driver's seat when I was really young.
Oh.
I'm sure that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then as a kid, you know, you pretend like you're driving and you can look around.
Yeah.
And they're not wearing seatbelts.
Yeah, because it's like the mom and that's the baby.
Yeah.
So she's driving.
And it says that 2.25 million people will be going through TSA checkpoints. And it is the worst time to fly. Absolutely worst time. Hours and hours standing around. So if you can get away with not traveling on Memorial Day weekend... Please do so. It sounds awful.
I don't
go that far. We sometimes just go to the backyard in our building. Mm-hmm. I wanted to bring up this. This is extremely important. Memorial Day weekend for a lot of people who live in extremely urban areas who can't get out, might not be able to get to the beach. Where you go? The movies.
Movies, right,
and
right.
And there's a ton of stuff coming out, but I just wanted to highlight my number one top Memorial Day pick.
Yes, what is that?
At the pictures. It is Baywatch. Before you trash it, just let me go.
Okay.
The story is a new hotshot lifeguard played by Zac Efron.
Okay.
butts heads with the infamous, badass, and universally loved Mitch Buchanan, played by The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Ladies, The Rock is in Baywatch.
Well, all right.
The Rock is in Baywatch. You know what that means.
You got me.
Shorts, running, you know, personal flotation devices.
That's right.
Wink, wink. He is the head lifeguard of Baywatch in Miami. And although the bay seems like any other beach, mysterious activity arises at a local beach club, leading Mitch Buchanan, played by AKA The Rock, is believed... leading Mitch to believe that his beloved bay is in danger and his team must come together to save it.
If it's haunted.
It's not.
If it's ghosts, I would go see this in a heartbeat.
It says, they don't say what the current plot is, but at one point it said the plot revolved around a series of shark attacks that led the Baywatch team to investigate drug smuggling operations. If it is paranormal, I would be so happy.
I would love it if it's paranormal.
I don't think that's what it's going to be about. They're saying it's
my haunted Speedo.
It's curious. My haunted Speedo. That's exactly. I'm seeing The Rock just running back and forth on the beach. It doesn't matter what's going on. No. He's just got a personal flotation device. And every woman on the beach is drowning.
Yeah.
Everyone's flinging themselves into the water. Everyone needs help. Everyone needs resuscitation.
Yeah. I would be doing that, too.
Yes.
I would trip in front of him and be like, I'm drowning. Help. I'd be in the sand.
With a beer. Yeah. I chugged it, and then I started to gurgle.
Yeah.
Please help me. They're saying it's going to be more Charlie's Angels revamp and less Starsky and Hutch. So
okay.
I don't know if this is, it doesn't say it's going to be a comedy necessarily. The, it's got a rating, of what is it? MPAA for language.
Language, please.
Crude sexual content.
Sure.
And graphic nudity. I can only hope that that's
The
Rock.
All right. Fingers like, crossed, everyone.
Fingers crossed. Other people, it's CJ Parker. Pam Anderson is supposed to be in it.
Oh, is she?
Dwayne Johnson, Mark Swift, Zac Efron, Matt Brody.
Well, she's part cyborg at this
point. She is. Oh, yeah. She's mostly cyborg. Kelly Rohrbach, CJ Parker, Alexandra Daddario, and someone called Summer Quinn. This is coming out Memorial Day weekend. I might go see this.
All right.
I hope it's a comedy because The Rock is really funny.
He is funny. He is funny. Him and he and Kevin Hart in that movie that I still can't remember the name.
I cannot look at that movie.
Yeah, you can.
It's somewhat. See, I think the future of film should be I can replace Kevin Hart with whoever I want in the movie. Chris Tucker.
I
is the CG not available for that yet?
I have to say, my mom
how can they be
was watching
frame?
That movie and could not stop laughing.
Really?
Saying, The Rock is so big.
That's
Kevin Hart is so little. And she just
were all the shots wide from far away so they could both get in the frame?
And then whenever Kevin Hart would scream or yell, she just would laugh and laugh. I'm like, what is
he not a little bit giving so that little, like, the tiny black man syndrome? Like Webster and who's the other guy? And then, what was the other one?
That's Webster, Emmanuel Lewis.
Emmanuel
and then
Lewis
the other one is,
and...
what you talking about, Willis?
Gary Coleman. Is Kevin Hart that small?
No.
Because I saw...
But he seems that way.
I saw a little piece of a comedy thing that he was in where a kid punched him in the face and knocked him out. And the kid didn't seem like... It was like an 8-year-old kid. It seemed like they were on par with each other.
Oh, and Gary Coleman was a security guard.
No. This was Kevin Hart.
Oh, Kevin Hart.
Oh, are all these little tiny black men fighting kids? Is that a thing? Is it like a thing now? I don't know. In any case, happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Wow, Kevin Hart.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks.
I could have got that same mattress.
Oh, wait.
Somewhere
we
else.
We don't want to lie on them.
What did I say?
Well, I said lay.
But I that's think, people have lain on them. Is that not correct?
You're right.
Okay.
I'm wrong.
I was going to lay and lie wrong. God damn it.
I do too. That's when why I'm correcting myself. Not
when I used to teach ESL, I would just like gloss over that and be like, no one's going to know.
What is the thing? Things lay. I can lay the paper on the table, mm-hmm. but then I lie down.
But I think it's...
I do it to myself.
But it's also, there's colloquial usage, mm-hmm. you know, where people are like, hey, lay down.
Yeah.
You know, lie down. I don't know. So, now that we've
beat that up a little bit.
Perhaps the mattress people could clear it up for us.